Good morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning. Shalom
aleichem. Shalom. Shalom. Pashas Chukas. I can see I'm featured here on the very left here on this tear away.
Well, not very left.
Advertiser. No, not the very left. Okay.
In the middle, not left.
Okay. Pora Aduma. Zois Chukas HaTayra Adam Kiyomus Ba'oihel. We know Chazal Dashen Adam Kiyomus Ba'oihel. Oihel refers to Tayra. Oihel HaTayra. Chazal say Ein Adam, a person is not Zeichot the Torah, Enem Kei Meimis Atzme Aleha. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oihel. How is a person Zeichot the Torah? Zeus Chukas HaTayra Adam Kiyomus Ba'oihel. What does it mean Meimis Atzme Aleha? Obviously, we're not talking about suicide. What do we mean here? This is the famous vort of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim through the story. There is a Meister Shehoya, Meister Shaloi Hoya, which could be. A certain gentleman was getting involved in business, and he was getting a bit over the top. Every spare moment, with Mamash LeMahadrin, I once heard a vort from the Yaki Galinsky. He said, when a woman has a child, the Pasuk says she gets a klala, be'etzev tel dibonim, be'etzev. And the man says, be'tzavoin teichalena. They both got a klala. Why by a man is it be'tzavoin? Because the man's klala is more, because the woman, when she goes into childbirth, she tries to take this drug, that drug, a B, as long as she can make it less. Whereas the man tries to make it bigger and bigger, be'tzavoin, tries to make the klala even bigger. This person was finding that his day was getting more and more involved in business, so he decided, okay, that's it. So one morning, he just doesn't turn up to open the shop. His wife's there, waiting for him, waiting. She didn't know what's going on. Eventually, he rose in at 12 o'clock, 2 hours late. She says, what's going on here? Well, the customers were here. I had to serve them myself. It's impossible. So he says, just imagine I wouldn't be here. The Malcolm Orbis would have come and fetch me. How would you have coped? You would have had to cope. You would have managed somehow. So for these 2 hours, it's been a chishtabim. Adam kiyomus boil. At the Chofetz Chaim, a mesh v'zeichas and satira, Adam kiyomus boil. For those 2 hours of the day, Alsi Gestorben, the story, the master, the person came to the visitor came from out of town. So the kids, the balabos, gives him to eat. He says, Zog me, was herzef, tell me what happens in the town where I came from. I left it 10 years ago. How's the sheikhet gestorben? Was macht der Rav gestorben? Alsi Gestorben. So he was so upset. The kid said, at the end of the meal, says, Tak, what's upset? How can it be? He says, when ich has Alsi Gestorben. When I eat, nothing lives. It's Batayra. It's Batayra Vadis Azay. Adam Kiyomus Boil. That's the gadlus for this. Start the day of Teirah, Baruch Hashem, people come. That is the Chiyas. Baruch Hashem, I'm saying, Yochayim. That is the Chiyas. That came Chayin of Erech Yomeinu. So I want to discuss a few in Yonim of Ishamei Ka'ina. Okay, so there's a famous Hakira, which I won't go into. Ishamei Ka'ina. Some of you have heard about it. You've heard the Hakira. I want to discuss a few Ha'aras. It might come in this Hakira, a few Ha'aras which are Negeya when you hear a bracha for somebody else. I had the Sofik for many years. What's the din? If I'm hearing a bracha from somebody else, and at the same time as I'm hearing the bracha, I talk, somebody's making a bracha for me, I talk. Does that immediately invalidate the bracha? Does that mean I'm not yotze the bracha? Or no? Perhaps you can say Shemei Kohen even if you do talk. Ad rise, ahin rise, ahah. Anybody, any suggestions? Any rise from anywhere? Where the talking during Shemei Ha'Kohen validates a bracha.
You have to be mechavan to be yotza, though.
So, yeah, that's certainly true. You certainly have to be mechavan to be yotza. But let's say a person claims, he's convicted, he's sure, he's convinced that he was mechavan to be yotza. He says, I can do two things at the same time. I can talk and I can listen and do it. Is he yotza?
After the
bracha, Le Mishtama. He claims that he was mechaber.
You talk afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah.
Let's say on the bracha, you can't
have. How you saying? You're worried about
hefsek.
So, I found the Sharatian. Sharatian in Simakuf Samad Zayin. That's Mishbur himself, as we all know. Mishabura speaks about a din, which is quoted there from the Rishonim. There was a story there, Kuf Samach Zayin, Se'iv Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Re'uven shayinoytel yodav la'achila, ve'yakev ayimubarach ha'moitzi, Miniskaven lohoitzi hashoimin. We're talking about a person who hasn't yet made it in a sedaim, and somebody else made a moitzi for him. I need to be yoitza hamoitzi lechem in oil from somebody, and I've not yet said the tefillah sedaim myself. So the Shara Tzion discusses what's going to be if it makes both brachas at the same time. He says as I. So the Mishabura says that Haya B'Shah She Yaakov Berech Hamoitzi Delo Yotza. That the Tzorich Lahovinu L'Shmoy Mashayim Amavarech Lahev Lahastik V'Dvar Machayim V'Oz Shemei Koyne. He says, what happens if B'Shas the other person made Hamoitzi, I'm into the Sidaim, says Mishabura not Yotza. Why? She Tzorich Lahovinu L'Shmoy Mashayim Amavarech. Shabur says the reason why you're not Yotza is because you can't listen. Like Rav Yanki suggested. Because you cannot be mechaven to be Yotza. Shara Tzorech Lahovin and Rishmaya. Zot the Shara Tzien, Mem Gimel. O Mistabra, da finim yoyim, she kevanti oz belibi le birchas amavarech, gamkin lo Yotza. Zot the Shara Tzien, even if he says, I had kavanah to be Yotza, he's also not Yotza. Kevin, the mash, Yotza bishmiya hurak mnei de Shemei Koina. Why are Yotza? Because Shemei Koina. Vizeh shayach davke kishash shesik. That's that give you shaysik. Avin him oz dibba le odif ma mavorach ba'atzmai kishe hivtik ba'emetsi b'dvar ma'achirim de lo yotza. So the Sharetzin, just as if a person himself makes a bracha, ma'itzi lecha min oretz, and in the middle, ha'akta rain, with other words, he starts speaking, ma'itzi lecha, it's nice weather today. Yeah. It's not yotza. Zog the Sharetzin, hu hadin, if the shas, am yotza, midin shamea ka'oina, I am mafsik echakarayin with other words, and I start saying another brach. I'm not yoitza because of hefsek. As I state in Sharetzin, if a Sharetzin lechayra, lachem Hashem shat in Sharetzin. Lechayra, what's the inyan of hefsek here? He given a dogma. The Medrash zogt, as Reb Shimon ben Yochai zogt, Reb Shimon ben Yochai said, if he would have been at Har Sinai b'shas matan Torah, he would have put in a special request. What was the request to be? We know we have 2 eyes, 2 ears. He would have asked for 2 mouths. 2 mouths, one for Kedusha, the one for Kedusha, one for Midah Alma. Would have asked for 2 mouths. Then he chapped, Rabbi Shimon Chai said, oy, as if in Ashchosa, people do with 1 mouth, it's enough with 1, I don't want to ask for 2. They say, Rabbi Chonam Vassaman, he never smiled. The only time I noticed him smiling when he said there was a smile in Chazal, he found it amusing. That's Rabbi Shimon Chai's Bakosha. But Lu Yutsuya, a person would have had 2 mouths. Very Kach HaShayla. With 1 mouth, Macht down to the Sedaim, and with another mouth makes a way to lechem in the Oret. I'm a Zogne Nish Yoitza. Lechem in a Svar Yo Yoitza. What's the Shaykh Hefsik here? Hefsik of the Pshat is, if I make myself a Moitzi Lechem, then I say, it's nice weather. That's a Hefsik, because the Brocha, in Nishkan Brocha, because the Brocha doesn't make sense. Mashen Kain, if you have 2 mouths, and one you're making 1 Brocha, one you're making another Brocha, what was Omen Nish Yoitza Zayn? Fashen Nish Yoitza Shara Tzi and Zogt Hefsik. And we found him. There's another noch a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Avdala. But Avdala is mashma from the Mishnah Berurah as he's not chayshish for this chumra. In Hilchos Avdala, in Simon, Reish Tzadik Zayin, the end of Simon Reish Tzadik Zayin. Mishnah Berurah is of course in Yud Beis. Not in that case, the Mishnah Berurah. It used to be, you know, one's moiti each other with Abdullah, with Bichsaneh. So often you don't see the Neh. You don't see the Neh, you're not near enough. So you make your own Bichsaneh. So the Mishnah Berurah, you have to be careful to say the Bichsaneh after you've finished hearing the Abdullah. You Shemei Koin on the Abdullah. So you want to make Bichsaneh. Don't do it B'shas, you're making Abdullah, the Bichas Abdullah. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. V'dar, the ma'ash enigim eze anoshim, she'ein roitzim lotzis v'bechas ha'neh v'abasomim she'ein ma'amavdil, ha'mavarachin oysan le'atzman b'shoa she'ein ma'amavarach b'chas ha'mavdil, b'shas the mavarach makes b'chas ha'mavdil, and they yoytze she'mei ko'ina, at the same time, they make their own b'chas ha'neh, and their own b'chas ha'basomim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, she'loike din heim oysim, v'kimin she'ein yoytzim b'avdola, צריך מלחתס אוזנו מרשמי ביחס אבדול ולא לברך עוז ברוך האחרת. So it's not good, it's taignished. Why is it no good? Because shalekadin, because you have to be shema'a, and you cannot listen. Vaisis Mishabura, that if you would listen, it would be okay. It's only the chesara mitzad that you can't listen, but if you would listen, it won't be a problem of hefsek. In Mishabura chelet beis, it's like the mistabra, as I feel even if he says, I was mechavan to be yotze, it also won't be good. And here he says, Vaisis is not so sure about it, and he seems to take on it is okay. In Chayla Gimel, he only says it's no good mitzad kavona. Yeah, he doesn't say it's no good because it's a hefsek. And Chayla Beis says even if I am mechavan, it's also no good because I made a hefsek in the bracha.
No, he's also saying you cannot be mechavan. That's
what he said. No, of course he doesn't say that. Mufur, he says.
No, you can't be mechavan.
He says mustabrakidiyemishikavanti. The stira is that in Chelek Gimel he says it's no good. It's no good because you can't be mechavan.
Correct.
The vice says if you could be mechavan.
No, you're saying you can't.
But he says, a person says yema kivanti oz kibibi bechamavarech. It's the shach such a thing.
He's got one brain. He can't do two things at the same time.
Many people can do two things, or five things at the same time. You speak to your friend, and you can. How much kavanah? I don't know exactly what the get of kavanah is. How much darker it has to be. About kaponim in havanah. Well, he might be right. In din, it's the same, but the havanah is a shayma because in here he's saying the chesaron is misad kavanah. He's saying the chesaron is misad hefsek.
Maybe there's a difference between the
dibur
that he's doing earlier in the first case.
About Abdullah,
he has to actually take a nail, take a
psalm,
he's doing a
mitzvah
as well.
I don't think so. I think Mishmur wasn't sure about it. I mean, because he only says mistabra in Shartim. Yeah. Okay, that's one horror. Okay, a few miscellaneous in Yonim, Shemek Oina. Okay, now there's another Indian.
Excuse me, what's the bottom line in this Havdalah situation?
Havdalah is certainly not supposed to do it. Even though Minasvara, I don't understand the Sharatian, but the Daiti to the Sharatian, he says, Lamaisi, not Yetzer. He says, Mustabri, not Yetzer. So he's taking the Mishnah Berurah.
If you make your own bracha for the Nair or for the Son in the middle.
But the Mishabur and Chayle Bey, I call my Chayle Mishabur Chayle Bey and Chayle Gimel, the Mishabur Chayle Bey says that you're not Yotza. So Lachoy, you're not Yotza.
You haven't heard anyway.
But if you make it
I'm saying, even if you say, you claim that you heard, you could have a little weak Kavanah. You could listen while making the bracha. It's Shach, such a thing.
And if you don't hear altogether, that one particular bracha, the Havdalah, then what?
If you don't hear, certainly not Yotza. That's definite. If you can't listen, you're not tuning in to what the other person is saying, it's certainly not Yotza. We're talking here when he claims that he was listening to the Havdalah, and he managed to make a bracha at the same time. Maisa Mishnah says you're not Yetzer, so we can't ding on the Mishnah Berurah.
It's important that you have to hear every word of the
Nusach
from the beginning to the end.
Oh, Yitzchak, it's a good point because is a Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel is a Kotan Chavov. He talks there. Kuf Pei Gimel is talking. He says the Reisi Minagra. The people used to talk in the middle of Birchas HaMazon. They were listening Birchas HaMazon from somebody else, and whilst they were listening, they were shmoozing. So he says, "Avad is nishgud." He says, "If you only shmooze b'shas, that they were saying some words which were not ma'akil, then it's not, it doesn't matter." So Mishmurin Chayv, when he says it's no good, but Avad is talking where you missed out some important integral parts of the bracha.
That's
correct.
Most of it's not
Malachi. Most of it, okay.
Havdalah, who says there is any part which isn't Malachi?
Havdalah? I'm not sure exactly what is Matan Lechon Shalom Lechon. I don't even have to say all the Shava Askaras, when Oye Lechon Shalom Lechon, sometimes it's Ma'ak of Mistoma. The Mistoma, the main thing is when Yom HaShul Shish Ma'amas and Mistoma, I imagine. He must be talking where the Chalik which is Ma'ak of. Let's look into exactly what's Ma'ak of, what not. Yeah, that usually have sock usually dish ma'akiv. You talk in the middle of the bracha, it's not ma'akiv usually. That's you see from Kuf Pei Gimel. He says even if the Mubarak himself talks, it's not ma'akiv. When the Mishabruah here says in Shara Tzion that it's like sock be'emtza, he means as if he's stating in Siman Nun Aleph, Sefer Zikotan Beis. The Mishmur brings from the Poskim that if you say you're allowed to be Oyne Mitten Baruch Shomer, the Baruch Shomer allowed to answer to me. Shmei Rabban, Amen. Says Mishmur. Once he says Baruch Atu Hashem, and you haven't said Melech Muhul, you haven't said how was Baruch finish off? Baruch Atu Shpoches. Said Baruch Atu Hashem. You haven't said Baruch Atu Shpoches. He says there you're not allowed to be Mafsik. There that Hafsaki is Ma'akev B'di'evet. Hafsaki Ma'akev B'di'evet after the let's read out the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. Simen Nun Aleph, Sukkot and Beis, Sukkot and Beis. Oh, Sukkot and Beis, and also Sukkot. Oh. Achim Oymed Acha Teves Baruch Ato Hashem. Kedim Shesi and Melech Mohor Batishbachois. Chosav Achay Adam to also Leilanis. To Bezer Mekalkel Gamrius Abrocha. That means the Tan Sve Alochis. There's one Alocha of a Hefzik in the middle of the Brocha. But the Eved that Hefzik in the Brocha Nishma Akiv. If you person talk in the middle of the Brocha Nishma Akiv. Or but there's a Hefzik at the end of the Brocha. Baruch Ato Hashem. Many say it's nice weather. Or you say Omein. He's Mekalkel Bezer Gamrius Abrocha. It's Bechal Nishkan Brocha. So when the Sharet Zion Ba'as says that if I start talking in the middle of being Yoitza until it's a dime, and in the middle I say I'm Yoitza Lechem in the Oros, or vice versa, I'm Yoitza Lechem in the Oros, and I say until it's a dime, his problem is that he Mekalt B'zeh Legamri Abrocha. The problem is not because the Sicha in the middle, because the Hefzik is not a Ma'akiv in Abrocha. His problem is that he Mekalt B'zeh Legamri Abrocha. That's his problem. That's his problem. I don't understand, because L'chayra, if a person would have two mouths, and with one mouth they say one bracha, one mouth say another bracha, he can't say mekalkel the bracha. You have a correct bracha. The whole chisorin is that the bracha aren't ishkevet. You can't say bracha to Hashem, it's nice weather, melech mulam batishpachas. It doesn't make sense, such an amira. If I hear from somebody else, a bracha kitzurosai, he said, bracha to Hashem, yonosonim, hamayti lechem in the oretz. And I say, bracha to Hashem, yonosonim, yadayim. And you'd say, I'm mechavim for both. I can be mechavim. So you can't say, what's up the Shahatzian, Bazaar is like odd for the Mubarak himself. About this odd for the Mubarak himself. The person himself who makes the bracha, when he is mafsik in the middle, he's Makalkal Bazaar Gamri Abracha. But here you've heard a bracha which is a bracha. So what was all the Shaytzian? That's from Pashtain.
In the
Hakirot,
you didn't want to mention before. Because
Al-Shamayt Oynah
is to other
ends,
Mamashah Zevi the Oynah,
other than
he's only good to
the
Tzimor. Outside that he's
Mekayim the Mitzvah. Nechtayna, I feel if you'd have two mouths, which are both Dibur, Mamash, both Mamash Dibur, still be okay, Lechayah. You're saying else Kavon, you're going with Kavon. I'm saying Louis and Sriya, you can focus on both. I'm saying you can't. Rukhaim Oizu could do two things at the same time. You could write two tshuvas at the same time.
But Louis
and Rukhaim Oizu would have that shine, right?
He still hasn't got two mouths.
He hasn't got that. Let's say we'd give him two mouths, right? And you make one bracha, one, you make one bracha, another bracha. Okay.
He's saying both things.
So on. You're not mekalkel the bracha. Mekalkel the bracha. The pshat is the bracha doesn't make sense.
I'm mekalkel my bracha.
You're not, because the vatz is the bracha doesn't make sense. Here the bracha makes sense. The bracha made sense. It doesn't make the fact that I'm yoicha two things at the same time doesn't mean my bracha didn't make sense. My bracha made sense. The bracha yana made sense. It's just that I want to use both at the same. If I say how can Shmuel tell truth? Because when I make a bracha and I'm actually in the middle, to when I hear a bracha from yana, which is a proper bracha. The bracha was made. It wasn't a calculable bracha. The bracha means a bracha and nishkan bracha b'chalal. See, not masking.
I hear what you're saying.
Shemekaina.
Ja, das ist noch eine Sache. Ja, wegen Schmeck einer, bis Eide. Ja, aber ich sage, auf jeden Fall ist es nicht kein Hafsocke. Viele ist nicht kein Hafsocke. Ja, das ist alles, was ich nicht habe. Ja, das ist noch eine Scheile, Schmeck einer. Und noch eine Kuh im Ganzen. Es war eine Aloche, es war Aloche zu bemeutzen somebody else with a bracha, es birches hananin, it's not so posher to bemeutzen somebody else. Lechatkel, you're not supposed to stand bemeutzen, yeah. I need to make shackle, you need to make shackle, you know what, bemeutzen me with a bracha.
Is his agreement, is the person's agreement?
Which one, about what I just said now?
Bemeutzen me,
No, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to make your own bracha, As I state in Simon Reish Yud Gimel, that you're not Yotze, somebody else, you shouldn't be Yotze from somebody else. Chazal HaMasakin, everybody makes his own bracha, you're not Yotze. I lech a Mishnah, we know one's more to the other. So by Pas V'yayin, there's a special Indian, because it's more of a Kvias, maybe you can be made to what one can be made to the other. That's Pas V'yayin, Adafka Pas V'yayin, Nishad Vorim.
Can be or you should be.
He actually should be, but the post can bring down that nowadays we don't because we're not so machaven, we can't be machaven so well, like we discussed it the whole time. We're not machaven so well, but at the Gemara he's supposed to be machaven, one the other. So pass the yayin, you can be mighty. But if you pass the yayin, bread and wine, there's still a very important tanai. Tanai is, it has to be haseba. To be haseba, you have to lean. Poskim right already, stating twice the shine. But nowadays we don't need a seba. Nowadays yeshiva, we sit together around the same table, that's also called, that's good enough. Main thing is we're one group. So may look and mate each other. Everybody's sitting on his own, then even pas v'yayin are supposed to be yotza. If you're sitting around the same table, united, you're one unit, then lechatchila you can be mighty each other. Yeah. It's twice was locked in brachas. Habemus, it's all very well if you're doing yeshiva. What means if you're doing amida? If you're standing. Is standing any good? So standing is no good. But the Avodah Yotzeh b'lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be, each one make his own bracha. What happens with Kiddush? So he speaks about Havdalah actually. Havdalah, the minig flake zayin, the minig was, they stood for Havdalah. I think standing is minig, what's most people minig, to stand for Havdalah?
He stand.
Ramos says, "Lemaisa nichzadon Ramos looked as mistake. You stand, and the Gaon. I think he was a check. He looked up inside. Reish Tzadik Vav Sivav. Oh, so Mechaber zok Sivav Reish Tzadik Vav Sivav. I'm Avdol Meyushev. You sit. So the Ramos Yesh Oimer Meumud V'chein Noigim Dinas Eilu. The meaning is one stands. He's Meshburut." Yeah, but most of the Gaon is a bit mafakvik. The Vilna Gaon is a bit mafakvik on this Ramah. Ramah brings the minig is one stand. What's the gab of Kiddush? Kiddush, what was the minig by Kiddush?
Five to stand.
Yeah. Whatever you do, you got a good company. Huh? Is any difference? He means you sit down. Mechaber means you sit down. Zot the Ramah, v'yochel lamed b'shas ha-kiddush, v'yoyse tov leishev, v'noigim leishev. Those look on the Ramah as you sit. Ach b'shosh ha-yim v'yichulu, v'rak sh'maschidim, v'yim v'yichas l'kvayit Hashem, k'maschid niyem ha-shishi, the Ramah brings that you start v'yichulu standing, and then you sit down in the middle. L'maise, what's up the Ramah? Ramah, you're supposed to sit for kiddush. What's the chilek? What's the difference between kiddush and Abdullah? Havdalah is that the Ramah you stand. And Kiddush is that the Ramah you sit. What's the chiluk? What should the chiddush be? So the Mishabura, the Bechai Gavna, Mekra, Tfei Kiddush Mokum Suda. It's Kiddush Mokum Suda. Yeah, because Kiddush, Aloch, Kiddush Mokum Suda. Mimele, that's why you should sit down. It's more Mokum Suda if you sit. Whereas Havdol is no din of Su'uda. Mainly you can stand. Zogt V'chein Hiskim Be'agro Metam Acher. The Ramah, the Gon held Metam Acher and Mazol Zitz. You should sit for a different reason, says the Gon. What's the Gon's reason why you should sit? The kivin she'echot poitech haveiroi be'inon kviyat shikbo yachad. To be mighty each other, you need to have kviyat. Or v'yeshiva mikra kviyat. But abashenken amida is not kviyat. So it says the Vilna Gaon that you're supposed to sit down for kiddush for a totally new reason. Why are you supposed to sit down? Because you need kviyat. In order to be mighty each other, even by yayin, need to have yeshiva. And even the Mishmur doesn't bring it down in Hilchas Avdolah, Over here, Nechaz Kiddush is a sign that the Gaon is the Zabbat Chalik Avdol as well. Because the Gaon is supposed to sit down in for Avdol. Yeah. It's the Maitha, Toysvas, Toysvas Shtatzach of them. Toysvas in Brochus Lachmem Gimel asked this Kasha. The Minik was the standard, at least for Avdol. Ay, the Maitha, you're supposed to have Yeshiva to Moitzi, each other, you're supposed to have Yeshiva. So Toysvas, we bowed, we kavua yachad, we want to be mitzurv to each other, to be Yotzer, the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah of Havdalah, we want to be one unit, the Gav, the mitzvah of Havdalah, Mimela is called one unit, but Negeat to Kiddush as well, and Negeat to Havdalah. The Baal, we're Mechubah, the Yachad, we're coming together, we want to be Yotzer, the mitzvah, since we want to be Yotzer, the mitzvah together, that makes us one unit. Mimela, we can be Yotzer, Uhadim Be'agofen as well can also be Yotzer, because since we're one unit, the mitzvah, we're one unit, the Gav, the Bechus Anen as well. Since we're united, we want to come together to be it to the mitzvah, that brings us together. And those are places in Brachos Taf Mem Gimel. So that's the yeshuv of on the shit as a whole that you're allowed to stand. Why? Because we're joined by negate to the mitzvah. Is Lefi there? It was negate to me for a while. He used to come home in the morning, make kiddush for the oilam, for the mesufa, for the mishpacha. And the chilek of the mishpacha already made their own kiddush. So, very nice. We're talking about Shabbos morning. So they made their own kiddush already. So, but they want to be mishtatev. They also want to have a bit of the kiddush wine. So the chayra, these bnei bayis who've already made their own kiddush, they haven't got this svar of toisvus that we called one because of the mitzvah. Mishkan with those people the mishpacha who've not been yetzer kiddush. They're one unit with the Mavarech because they're all being yet to Mrs. Kiddush. So it made a sense they united the Gav of the Mitzvah, made united the Gav of the Bechus Anenim as well. And shaking those Olam who've already made their own Kiddush, they've already been yet to the Mitzvah, they just want to take part in the Mishpacha get together and want to have a bit of wine and they want to be yet to my Berpi Agofen. L'choyim for them, it's not right. They should not be yet with my Berpi Agofen. They should make my Berpi Agofen. We shouldn't be yotze not very big often because for them you haven't got the svara that we're united via the mitzvah. The pashta aris just doesn't always think of these things.
The Shemur says that it's a mitzvah to drink from kosher bracha, any kosher bracha. So they still
say a part of the mitzvah. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah. It's not the same. I mean that mitzvah, the mitzvah kosher bracha tainri. It's a chiddush to apply. Yeah. No, but they're sitting. No, you're sitting around the same table. Like, no, I'm not talking about Amida. I'm talking about those people who stand. Those people who stand, you need a special chiddush that you mitzvah for legab the mitzvah. Shaking legab everything else. I'm shaking legab yeshiva. You don't need all that. Huh? You shouldn't drink. Because you're a Muslim, you shouldn't be yotze with my bracha. You make his own bracha. Makes his own bracha. It's fine. But you can't be yotze my bracha. If he's standing and I'm sitting, you shouldn't be yotze my bracha. Both standing also not good. No, kishabracha. Yeah, I drink his bracha. You make your own bracha often. No problem making your own bracha often. There's no problem with that. You make your own bracha often.
I go to a bris. I don't put the wine at the end of a bris. Do I make my own bracha?
You should in any case, because who says the Mavarech had Kavan to remote to you? Zichy, you should make your own bracha. Who says that Kavan to remote to you? Certainly you should, yes, because the end Kavan. Besides that, I'm saying that was an extra point. You're standing, yeah, besides that. But certainly in your case, the Shadow Bracha Levatol, bracha of not being yet to the bracha, of not being yet to the mitzvah. Is my time up, no? Another minute. Sum up? Okay, just to sum up. The kids, we've discussed two points. The first point was, Shomea Ka'ina, whether it's shayich to be shemeya a brocha and be yotze with it at the same time that you're making your own brocha. And we mentioned that there's a stira in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Chelik Beis says mistabra that you cannot be yotze even if you are mechaven. And Mishnah Berurah Chelik Gimel said that the reason why you're not yotze is because you're not mechaven, which would be mashma that if you were mechaven you would be yotze. And La halacha, lechay after machmalat Mishnah Berurah in Chelik Beis, Mishnah Berurah says mistabra that you're not yotze. Hagam, I asked them in Asvara. And the second nukud that we said was there's a din of to be moitzi each other with a bracha with bichzanen. You're supposed to have a kvias, meaning you're supposed to sit together around the same table. And if you stand, it's only be the eved that you eat, not lachatchila. The exception being kiddush and avdala, where the mitzvah combines you. Now we said if you have people who are listening into the bracha without them being a chelik of the mitzvah, then they have to make their own bracha.